You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, you are powered by the SID Media. So a miracle is an act of not fully explained by natural forces, but attributed to a supernatural force, mainly God. There are many definitions of miracles, but biblically speaking, miracles involve God doing something uncommon and unusual, yes, inspiring in order to reveal himself to mankind. So we have seen whenever you're studying the scriptures, you are able to see miracles that sometimes we understand and sometimes we don't. And we do have my pastor, Pastor Basil Nyika, who's going to be helping us understanding what miracles are. My pastor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Mfundi Swami. If you can just move a little bit, your network seems to be dropping as it seems to be cutting. But if you can move a little bit, then maybe we'll be able to hear. And can you please pray for us as we start this conversation?
Oh, okay, noted. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God in heaven above, we never tire to praise and to glorify your name. We thank you for the gift of life and all that you do for us. We thank you even for the miracles that you do for us each and every day. As we start even this program this morning, we invite your presence in our midst. May you clarify and help us to even understand you better and even our relationship with you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray you. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, when we look at dictionaries, they can define what miracles are: supernatural things, things that we cannot understand. But according to you, my pastor, what is a miracle or miracles?
Miracles, that's a tough one. But maybe I can come back to the dictionary and say there is an element of truth in what the dictionaries bring forth to say a miracle is an act of a supernatural act or something that is done by a supernatural being. Maybe the important thing that we need to understand is which supernatural being is the one that's doing this miracle or that's doing the supernatural act.
Okay.
So for me, for a thing to be called a miracle, it has to be confined to God. Other than that, I don't think we can call it a miracle. In our culture, maybe let me use the Shona language, we say mashiripiti. In the Ndebele, bakwanisukuthi iminana, or all different things. So for it to be a miracle, according to my own understanding, it has to be done by a supernatural being, which is none other than God himself.
Okay. So when God is doing these miracles, my pastor, how does he choose, or is there a criteria in which God can choose, good, okay, now I'm going to do Zanele a miracle, and if I get out of the studio by Mpundi Swami and then I get 200 rands there, is that a miracle? Or someone lost their money, you know? So how does God actually choose who the miracles happen to? And can we pray for miracles? Or can we ask God? Like, I don't understand even how the miracles work.
Okay. I like the example of somebody having been inconvenienced. Maybe let me try to run away and be on the safe side and say God is God, and what he decides to do is all up to him. Whether it's inconveniencing someone, whether it's benefiting someone, what God chooses to do, that's God being himself. Maybe let me say this. How can I put it across? God, mostly many a times in the Bible, when we meet God doing a miracle, mostly it is to avail himself to somebody so that the relationship between him and that individual can be better. It can be nourished. It can grow. So when God is doing something so that he can make himself known, he can make himself revealed to us, that is my understanding of a miracle. Sometimes, yes, of course, it might inconvenience someone, but it is there so as God gets to show and to prove himself above all things, that he proves himself that he is God and that he is in control.
So what was the first miracle ever performed in the Bible? Or they all happened simultaneously? Or we do have one that you see, this one God was showing off there, you know, he did a miracle there.
For me, I was looking through the Bible and I couldn't find one.
Mm.
But my favorite one, I think that I might say, is it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And to me, that is a very, very big miracle. Maybe let's take it to the Hebrew language. Mm. That will make maybe clarify some things. It says, Bereshit bara ve'et hashamayim. Or maybe, let me know, show off.
I found this. Now you're showing off with a Hebrew there.
Let me know, show off.
Please repeat.
Let me come back.
No, please repeat that, Fundiswam. I need to cut it as a promo.
maybe let me just say it in English and try to. It says, in the beginning, according to the Hebrew language, it says, in the beginning, from nothing, God created the heavens and the earth.
Mm.
And the word that is used there to say he created from nothing is called ex nihilo,
mm.
where we are saying God, when he is creating, when I, maybe let's say I'm a carpenter like Jesus,
mm-hmm.
I want to make a chair, I'm going to need the raw material.
Mm.
When I want to make a house, I'm going to need some bricks, I'm going to need some different materials for me to be able to make whatever it is that I intend to make. But when it comes to God now, when he was creating the heavens and the earth, he didn't need any raw material. He just had to say, let there be this, let there be that. And it was there in an instant. And with him doing that, that was a miracle. God showing off.
Bundis, please repeat the Hebrew. I won't ask another question unless you repeat. Pastor, please.
Now, I'm afraid this is an SID channel and pastors will also be marking my Hebrew and my accent.
It's a safe space, Mfundis. It's a safe space. The thing is, I was...
let me just say the first two words.
No, Mfundis, the first time, Pella, you said it, you know, I was not ready. So I was taken off, you know, now I'm ready, Mfundis, that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
All right. Bereshit bara. The et haha shamayim, the ha aarot.
Ha! No wonder you are the pastor, not me. I would have loved to have reading that. But it's a beautiful language, right? It's a beautiful language. Okay, Buddhism.
It is a beautiful language.
Moving right along. So you're saying that the first ever miracle, recorded in the Bible, or that we can actually make reference to, is in fact the creation week itself, the creation, because there was the space was form, without, you know, without any form and everything, and then by God, just by virtue of speaking. So from that, can we derive that most of the miracles we're finding in the Bible, God spoke? Or there were other things that were done, there were other actions that were done to showcase the miracles?
Huh. I didn't actually think about that one. I've never... Miracles... I think most of them are being done by a command of voice. Because I'm looking at the one of Elisha, whereby an ex gets to float. Maybe let's say sometimes it is spoken, sometimes... There are things that I use, maybe let's say a leaf, maybe a grass, or maybe a stick, or maybe there's a stone that is being hit by a rod.
Mm.
Yeah, so I like to believe it's both, or it goes anyway, whereby God can say a word, or somebody gets to say a word. Like, let's look at Elijah, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
He says, God, if you are the true God in 1 Kings 17, it says, if you are the true God, may you let fire come down from heaven.
Yes.
Where the prophets of Baal had been praying, doing all their chants and all these other things. And then they had to come. And then the fire came down. Then Moses throws the rod on the ground. The rod turns into a snake. Aaron, actually, this rod is the one that turned into a snake. Moses hits the stone. Moses hits the sea. And yeah, so sometimes it can be a command. From it can be verbal, whereby somebody says something. Sometimes they have to make an action using something else.
Mm-hmm. So since it can be a command and we're using something else there, do we have to pray for miracles, or God just does them, or he just commands and then it happens, you know. Because, for example, I know I'm always going to speak about the 200 rands. Maybe I need it. I don't know. So, like, let's say now when I live here, I really need a miracle, Mpundiswami, you know, and only God can perform the miracles. So how do I go about it? Do I pray and I'm like, God, yo, I'm asking for a miracle. But is it a miracle if I know what I'm asking for? Or a miracle is something that actually surprises us? Because now I can say, God, I need a miracle. You know, I need 200 rands. But I don't know.
All right, maybe let's come back to the definition that you gave earlier on. Mm. To say it is something that is beyond our capability. You are at a point where by yourself, you can't provide yourself 200 rand.
Mm.
And you have seen it that the only person who can come through for me in this is none other than God.
Mm.
So a miracle in itself is it being extraordinary. A miracle in itself is it being out of the norm. So if that is the case, then whether you have requested it or God just wills it, is still a miracle.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm making sense there.
Yes.
So, I believe, personally, I believe that miracles can be either you requesting. I remember this one time somebody says, I was praying and I'm asking for God to say, God, may you show me and give me a person, a life partner, and may they be like this, may they be like that. And then God gave them and says, somebody came through and they were wearing the same outfit they had requested. They shook them. Took their hand, gave them an orange with their requested in the prayer to say, God, may you do this for me. All right. Outside the Bible, let's come back to the Bible. We have, the name is now slipping my tongue. We have a lad and he's praying to God. He says, God, if you have really chosen me and you're saying I am supposed to do this for you, can you please allow it that on this little fleece that I've put on the ground, may it be wet with the dew and the surrounding place be dry? And then God does that. The next day he comes and says, God, you know what? Yesterday you did that. Now do the opposite for me.
Mm.
May you please allow the grass to have dew, but for the cloth to be dry. And then God does that. He requested to God and say, God, can you do it? And then God did the miracle. So whether we ask of God, whether we pray, or he does it with us being oblivious, it is still a miracle. The miracle in itself comes in the sense of God being the one that's performing it. And it being outside the norms and the reality of the spheres of us being able to do it by ourselves.
So in essence, miracles, it's not something just happened, you know, the universe allowed it, or the universe did it, or things just came together. It's not that. It's God actually doing something for us.
It's God doing something. Maybe let's look at I think it's the second law of thermodynamics. It says if something is left to itself, let's say maybe it's a garden, it falls into chaos, like it deteriorates everything. Just it's the law of entropy, actually. Yeah, they call it the law of entropy.
Mm-hmm.
The law of entropy says without an exterior force working upon something, it disintegrates into chaos. So without God being overseeing or being in control of these things, and God not overlooking and overseeing, it ceases to exist, and it ceases to be, and above all, it then ceases to be a miracle. So for a miracle to be a miracle, God has to be involved.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to ask something, but I'll leave it for another day because it's going to confuse us the most. It's going to confuse us the most. So us, when we do things that are unexplainable, like you wake up one day, you decide to take all your money and give it to someone, that is not a miracle. That's you being generous, right?
Actually, maybe let me, if we are to forget anything that we're going to discuss today, I want us to have one thing that we're going to grasp and understand and continually remember. To say God is the one who performs miracles. How he does it, it's all up to him. He can use me to perform a miracle. Let's say maybe you are praying for 200 rand. God can push me. In Greek, they call it pheremenoi, whereby the spirit is the one that pushes. So I can be pushed by the spirit to do something to someone, which becomes an answered prayer, which becomes a miracle to someone.
I see. I see. So in essence, we are saying that, yes, God is the one who does the miracles. Yes, God is the one who commands and does all of those things. But he can actually utilize us as human beings, as mortal beings here on earth, to perform those particular miracles.
Yes, most definitely.
I see.
Because that's why you find sometimes you can hear a person saying, oh, you are my answered prayer. I was praying for this. And, you know, you doing this for me is actually a prayer that I was praying that has been answered. That is God using you. And he uses us in our individuality. All right, maybe let's take, for example, the writing of the Bible. Mm. The Bible was written by none other than God himself. But he uses a different group of people. And when he uses those people, he doesn't remove their individuality. Like, for instance, take David. God takes David, who is a shepherd boy, who only knows shepherding, who only knows how to take care of the flock. And he says, David, can you please tell people who I am? And then David comes and says, you know what? Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd because I only know shepherding. Now, imagine if David was an architect. Imagine if David, maybe let's say, was a soccer player, and maybe he would say, the Lord is my striker, or the Lord is my goalkeeper, because that's what he knows. So when God does these things, he doesn't take away the individuality of a person. Mm. So let's say you're a loving person, you're a caring person. God can use you to be a miracle through your kindness, through your love, to somebody who was needing a smile, to somebody who was needing 200 rand.
Ah, I see. So God uses... Well, not to say it in a bad way, but God uses us to fulfill his word. Okay, all right. I get it. From this one, I don't wanna say things that are wrong, and then Amazon they say, yo, this presenter. It's okay, Pundiswami. But since I understand that today we're just defining what miracles are, and throughout the whole week we are in fact going to be, you know, going deeper into unpacking these miracles and stuff like that. But I'm actually quite fascinated how the first miracle is the creation week, because Abanya, they would have went somewhere. I don't even know which miracle maybe they would have picked. You know, sometimes we even forget the Old Testament, and people quickly rush to the New Testament. But you know, this is what the first miracle was. But thank you so much, Mpundiswami, for that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, any closing remarks for today, so that we ended that today? Because this whole week we are unpacking it. You know, we can't unpack all of it in a day. So, any closing remarks for today, and then after that, can you please pray for us?
Okay. I think in closing, we can say, all in all, it's all about God. Look at the closest statement even in Ecclesiastes. It says, the whole duty of men is to do what? It is to worship God. It is to know God. It is to have a relationship with God. So even as we are seeking for miracles, we need to ask ourselves and say, what is in it for God? You're asking a miracle for 200 rand? What is in it for God? You're asking for a miracle for a car? What is in it for God? Asking for a child, what is in it for God? So I think that can be my closing remarks. Let's have a word of prayer.
Yes, sir.
Our Father and our God in heaven above, we thank you for the gift of life. It's a miracle even on its own. We thank you even for all the wonderful things that you have blessed us with in our lives. And we pray that may you be with us even throughout the week as we're going to be discussing about miracles, which are centered even in you, Father God. I pray in a special way for each and every individual that is listening. May you perform a miracle in their lives, that they may know you, that they may love you, and that they may even tell of your great and wondrous work. Thank you, Father God, for hearing our humble prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, thank you so much. Till we chat again tomorrow. It's going to be a super exciting one. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you very much, God. God bless.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.